tables and everything. You call those?
A funnel table.
Okay. Well, what do you call this thing here that we're sitting
on? I call it a couch, and the settee, a couch, a lounge.
What about sofa?
Sofa, you call them that too.
Uh-huh.
They got several names. It's showing how to build up and what you use them for.
Uh-huh. What would you call them? What might you have in your bedroom with drawers in it to keep clothes in?
And a closet.
Or with, does that have drawers in it?
Uh-huh, some of them does. And a wardrobe, they call them.
Uh-huh. What about something just with drawers?
Just nothing but drawers.
Uh-huh.
Take that piece of furniture right there, you see?
Uh-huh.
That's a book rack, see? Just made out of wood and stack books on it. And put drawers in it, put the strips across there, and floor it, and you can make slip doors to it to slip in there and make a desk or anything to put something in like that.
What do you have in your bedroom to keep your clothes in?
I've a dresser, what we call a dresser, and it's got drawers in it.
What sort of them?
And a looking glass.
What sort of things did you keep your cows in? Where were the cows kept?
We call that barn.
What did you call the upper part of the barn?
Called a loft.
Okay. And where did you keep horses?
Keep them in the stall down under that loft.
How did you say if you wanted to get the cows in out of the pasture? How do you call cows to get them in?
Some of them just say coo, and the cow knows the word coo, and that means they want, and they'll come. They know you're gonna give them some feed.
What do you say to them to make them stand still so you can milk them?
So.
Okay. How do you call a calf?
Coo.
Okay, same for a calf. What about a horse?
Say whoa.
Well, how do you call him?
Well, you don't call many of them, but you try to call him whatever his name is. Say come in, and say I'm gonna put a bridle on to ride him. Say come here, Jim, Bill, or whatever his name is, and come stick your head in that bridle.
What do you say to a horse to make him back into a buggy?
It backs up.
Okay. And what do you call those things when a horse is hitched to a buggy? You have to back in between the...
chaise.
What about if you have a wagon and two horses?
A wagon and two horses, it has a tongue to it.
Okay. What about
one horse on one side will tie its tongue and the other.
What about the thing that the traces are hitched to?
That's single trees.
And if you have two horses, you have
a double tree.
Okay. And on the what do you say to a horse to make him turn left when you're plowing with him?
Ha, 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 ha.
What about right?
G.
Okay.
And they learn that too, and they'll do what you tell them to.
Did you ever raise sheep?
Sheep?
No,
I never had food with sheep.
What do people raise sheep for?
Get wool off them.
Did you ever hear anyone call a sheep?
I don't think I have. I know I've been around the sheep bed very little bit. And I've seen great big bunches of them, but they're always driven with dogs and ride horseback and have a dog that